Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
It's really good.
It's really good.
I love New Jersey. It's really good.
I love New Jersey.
Venezia.
I feel like we sound more Swedish.
Yeah, I didn't nail that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a TBD.
Are we recording?
We're recording.
Oh my God.
Surprise. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
You're listening to
Sexy
Unique Podcast.
Tough Sicilian bitches. We were just alerted that Danielle Staub has a LinkedIn.
Danielle Staub has a LinkedIn.
And among her credits are Emmy Awards, gay rights activist, gay pride marcher, UN and Senate speaker on nutrition and children's diets.
She's put, my greatest passion of all is raising my two daughters as a solo parent. All caps.
For Tom.
I did it all.
Yeah.
Being a mom is my greatest achievement.
Remember in the episode with Christine's birthday when she went, oh, Tommy. And hugs him.
Also, like, you don't need to put your your family history on your LinkedIn.
Solo parent. We were just talking about LinkedIn. I deleted mine, which I am now like regretting because I wish I could look at people like Danielle's LinkedIn.
Yeah, I have kept mine.
That's not a point of pride. I like was drunk one night and like deleted mine.
I get that. I was about to have a nervous breakdown slash in the process of having a nervous breakdown had almost gone completely broke or was like came to the realization that I was going to be like completely broke in 1 month. And then, but I was also in like all this debt and had a lot of shit that I needed to pay for.
You had to do what you had to do.
And I truly was like crying, texting my best friend who was like, maybe you should just make a LinkedIn. And so then I made a LinkedIn. And I didn't realize that I'd pushed a button that allowed it to send an email to every contact in my Gmails that I had to alert them that I had just made a LinkedIn.
Hey, but it got you.
And it didn't get me a job from that email, but it did. Jeremy Harris responded and he was like, you okay, sis? Oh. And I was like, no, I'm not.
Wow.
He knew that I was in great distress.
He's so great.
He's great.
That is like, that's a true friend too.
Yeah, I was like, oh no.
Wow. Listen, I've done stuff like that.
I know. Well, we all do what we have
that's
to
like,
do in this
that's
world.
Like the equivalent of like cutting your hair drunk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've done,
or just like cutting your hair after a breakup, like,
yeah,
or in a moment of distress, making a very shocking style change.
Yeah. I've like Merlot'd myself into like using little like kitchen scissors to like
to just do a little trim.
Yeah, just like a little.
How'd it work out for you?
Not good. Not good.
Not good.
No. That was when I lived in my room and the apartment I did most like addiction damage. My room was like
just filled with your hair.
It was access of something. It was a gate to hell.
Yeah. Like a portal.
I think it was haunted, but
it probably was. You probably had a demon.
I had like a really bad night one night and my friend said that she had to come over and help me, and she did say like she felt like there was a possession element going on.
Yeah.
But
I believe it.
Yeah.
Addiction is a type of demon.
Addiction is...
it's demonic.
It's one of the kings of hell.
Yeah.
It's not Paimon. It's something else.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But LinkedIn, like making a LinkedIn and alerting everyone to it, like that's it's all a cry for help.
Yeah, that's we've all been my there. Biggest cry for help to date.
I'm trying to think of my... I've sent some dark emails like while blackout. Like to like employers of why I couldn't be there the next day. Like stuff like that.
Like a preemptive, I'm not coming in.
Like just got a bag. I secured the bag.
You secured the bag and then immediately fired off an email. I love that tactic.
Like a Thursday night, like going out and like, oh, I can't go in on Friday.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I love it at night in a blackout.
It's just, I just know. It's
a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm really coming down with something. Or what would be your excuse?
It was like, I have an appointment. This is the worst. I like went in one time. God, I mean, I had some, but I just remember going in one time on a Friday. And I worked from home on Fridays because I was night editing too. So like I didn't have to go in the office sometimes on Friday. And I went in and I was like, on a cocktail of things. I just remember my one superior being like, because she knew I was like going, and I just remember her looking at me because I came in to get like a check or something. And she was like one of my really close friends too. And she's like amazing. And she was just like very quietly like, go home. Like, you should go. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, I like came in and was like, it was kind of like I like came in and was like, where's the check? Like, I was like, and I was in kind of a state where I was always assuming people were out to get me or like chipping me. And you experience, when I get pushed to that level.
There's a little bit of paranoia at play. I have to be quite honest with you.
I know. But I like came in and was like, where's the check? I'm so nervous. And it was like right there. I like came all the way to Midtown from fucking Bushwick.
I love that. Go home.
Go home.
She released you.
She did.
Yeah.
You released me last week. I was under the... Laura had to release me.
I had to release Carrie. Should we tell them why?
No, we don't have to go into it.
It's funnier to us.
It's funny. I had like I misunderstood the dates of some like commitment that Laura and I are doing together. And kind of like a work thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I thought it was more frequent than it was. And I had like, you know when you like stress read something I was stressed at work. You know when you like skim over an email, you retain like 40% of it.
And you're just like, what the fuck?
And then you build. And then in my like stress state, I like built my narrative around like the little information that, because I didn't fucking read it.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. And I like.
No, I do that all the time.
And I like, I was like, why are they? I was like, I'm a little confused why the dates are so frequent. And I was like, I thought it was like a weekly thing. And Laura was like, Carrie, it's once a month. We had like a weird gathering. Started, like, I like called her from my car and I was like, hey.
I could hear Carrie being like so stressed. And I was like, I don't understand like why he's stressed. But I just know I have to put on my Detective Dale hat.
You were
and
full,
like kindly dig.
You were kindly. I was like, I was in a place of Nunca and I was like, you were like, is something giving you pause? And you were like, to bring it out of me. And then finally I was like, oh, wait. This isn't weekly, is it? And you were like, no. And Laura went, no, Carrie. We were screaming.
We were screaming. But it's like, I think you learn, or my learning curve has been quite large about learning how to like deal in partnerships with people and like how to effectively like communicate and navigate like weird little speed bumps like that.
We're usually pretty cut and dry and like But that, I think when you're like leaving your office and you're skimming and like you just are in a ball of like
you
anxiety.
Haven't released for the day.
No. And so you had to release me. Yeah. And as a friend, I gave myself to you for you to release.
Mm-hmm.
And you released me into...
It's all about just releasing each other. Kind. Mm-hmm. It's like a little bird in a cage. Yeah. So you have to be like, go now.
Go. And yeah. You were Detective Dale.
It was full Detective Dale. But in the past, I feel like I would have like been a bitch about that. Like 5 to 10 years ago or whatever. Like approach those kinds of miscommunications in a totally different way. So it's just like,
it's fun. Progress for you.
It's a huge sign.
And a sign that I have some...
It's time to hit Cedars up.
Time to hit my program a little more. That's when I know. No, that's like, it's truly like, not to get too into like recovery talk, but like I do find my, like if I'm not getting a semi-frequent dose of my program, I notice like my dryness comes out and I'm like as dry as...
Like a dry drunk?
Oh yeah. Like just, or like, yeah, dry addict. Like I get into, it's like... It really does feel like it's just like parting the curtain a little.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's how addiction is. Like, it's just like, you know, it's there and you have to respect that it's there and you have to do things to keep it back.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if you don't give yourself like either therapy or like a program of recovery or like just, or, you know, calling yourself out and like taking inventory and stuff, it just like, it parts the curtain. It's like that Kim Richards gif of her parting the curtains, like after making the chicken salad.
Mm-hmm.
That's my addiction.
And just being like, giving you a reason to want to like go back
down. Aren't you stressed? It's like it hears me being like, aren't you fucking stressed?
Are you stressed? Isn't this fucked
some
up?
Some venue has you and Lara like locked down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, all this shit. And I'm like, you know, and it's such a reality check when stuff like that happens. And that's how I would, like, that was my addict brain was like my fucking like lizard brain. And like when I was doing tons of coke, like I was in like a total...
Well, that is like amplifies it to the nth degree. Yeah. Like,
you just go
all of those kinds of drugs. Yeah.
And like you start thinking like people are being like, I never, thankfully never went fully psychotic and like fully into like delusion, but like you did have that like nagging feeling that everyone was like trying to fuck you over.
Yeah.
And you were like on your own and just like, and then being in New York on top of that, which is like,
you're just like always making moves.
Yeah. You're making moves. And that was just me in my
on the street.
Little toggle coat.
You're like in a 40s. I was like noir.
You know, what's that salt shaker with the girl in the pea coat on it? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's like the little raincoat. What's that? It's like classic.
Oh, yeah. Like the little girl, like the Morton's salt,
girl.
Right?
I was like the Morton's girl, like walking around New York, just like, just like with a little bag. You know, everyone's suspect.
I love I won't be coming in tomorrow.
I won't be coming in tomorrow.
Like 2 a.m.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
I have an appointment.
Yeah. I have an appointment.
Meanwhile,
I'm like at some like
after hours.
Yeah, talking about like Beyonce's album with some person on a Friday morning at like 6 a.m. Like the blue light is coming in.
Ooh, I hate a up all night blue light in the morning.
Yeah.
Nothing that makes you want to do more drugs.
I know.
Than like seeing the slow morning light show itself.
Hearing the birds chirp.
Ooh, I hate it. Miss
it's
me.
Truly turn to dust.
Yeah.
But yeah, LinkedIn, all that stuff it's all part of it.
Yeah.
It's growth.
We've all LinkedIn once in our lives.
I had a period where I was looking up. I was trying to track down Laguna Beach people to interview them, and I found Trey's. Remember Trey from Laguna Beach? The hot, like, blonde guy who had the...
Didn't he do the clothing line?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I found his LinkedIn, and I think I found Dieter's LinkedIn.
Love.
God, that show needs to... Maybe we should do Laguna Beach.
We could do Laguna Beach, but also kind of nothing happens in Laguna Beach. Or I guess more happens in Laguna than...
The hills. You know, I wasn't really... I've gotten back into the hills, like, appreciating it more as I get older, but I wasn't really in the hills. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't in that moment.
I was really into Laguna Beach. I was into Laguna Beach. Like, eventually when it got to, like, the Jessica Jason storyline is when things, like, really started to pop off.
Mm-hmm. Jessica.
I felt just so bad for Jessica. I hated her, too.
Yeah.
I was like...
She sucked.
You suck.
But you felt terrible for her.
But now, in retrospect, I'm realizing, like, it was just, like, a projection of how I saw myself at that point in life.
Jessica.
Jessica.
Jason is cheating on you. Take it from someone who used to cheat on their boyfriend. Jessica is he is cheating on you.
Love Cavallari.
Who was the girl he was... Oh, Alex S.
Alex S. There was an Alex D.
There was Alex G.
So many Alexes.
There were like eight Alexes. Lowe's... Or Kristen... One of Kristen's... Her main henchmen was Alex something. And then there was Talon.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd always be like, are you going to Talon's bonfire? Talon's hot.
Talon was hot. Steven was pretty hot.
He was, but then he was sad.
Yeah.
He like couldn't get out of Laguna Beach. Like, he kept coming back on the weekends to hang out with high schoolers.
Yeah, that's not a good look for anyone. Don't be like Steven.
Don't be like Steven.
Be like Kristen Cavallari.
Speaking of iconic...
We need to get into... A beautiful travel episode.
Off to Venezia.
Venezia it is.
So this is finally...
Finally, the Venice trip we've all been waiting for.
Finally, we're in like the home stretch.
Yeah, this is like sad. We're gearing up towards the final... How many reunion eps are there? Like two or three?
Yeah, I think this one has like three because of so much...
Because so much shit happened. So much assault. This opens up with...
I wrote, off to Italy.
Off to Italy we go. I wrote the name of the episode, The Chanels of Venice.
Ooh.
I got good intel about, like, Jacqueline and Dina's falling out with each other, which is that apparently Chris was dating Dina's best friend.
Oh.
And then he left her for Jacqueline when he met her in Vegas and got her pregnant. And then Jacqueline came on the scene and brought Ashley with her.
Oh.
And so that was like kind of the genesis of their beef was like, Dina was like, you're supposed to be like getting with my best friend and like marrying her so that I can be family with her.
Yeah.
And now
you're with
I have a
Vegas
step niece named mm-hmm. Ashley who wears these beanies all the time.
Wow. Did someone tell us that a while ago?
Yeah. A friend of the pod, Connor, has revealed.
He's revealed a lot to us.
Oh, yeah. He's one long reveal.
So they just had simmering tension.
They've had simmering tension. And then when Jacqueline spilled the beans about, well, she spilled the beans to Danielle about whatever she spilled that got Danielle trying to get Dina's kids taken away from her. And so then that really was like the final straw.
And Caroline took Jacqueline's side.
And
that's why she and Dina don't
and
speak.
And then, yeah, and then when Dina came back to Ronje, she said to producers, apparently, I'll come back, but only on the condition that Jacqueline is not on the show. So Jacqueline left, Dina came back, and then Dina left, and then Jacqueline came back. I think that's how it works.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
So it's been a long history of betrayal, fighting.
Damn.
Jersey style.
I mean, I kind of get...
I get that. I'd be
Dina
pissed.
Being like, yo, like...
I'm not doing this with this person.
I should be sisters now with this person who you cheated on my best friend with.
Yeah. Imagine that.
And then they were living with Caroline.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like fully...
They're like all in.
Damn. I want Caroline and Dina to be family again, though.
Yeah. It makes me sad when family doesn't talk.
Yeah.
But then also it's like, I feel like... We have to, like, release the stigma of people not talking to their family members.
That's true.
Because sometimes you don't need to speak to your family members.
Get rid of toxic in the community.
Yeah.
Now Dina lives in California and, like...
Hey, she's living her Zen truth.
Yeah, like Caroline Radziwill. Carol Radziwill.
Jacqueline and Chris go over to Joe and Trees, and it's revealed that Joe got into a car accident
after they had dinner. He got a DWI. He literally is Tony Soprano.
Yeah. He went, you put the oil in there? It's a tree.
I had to put some oil in there.
I wrote, I just want to knock on Tree and Joe's door once.
Oh, I really want to enter. Those are the gates of hell.
It's Rodin's gates of hell.
It's so, the wings and everything. Yeah. It's very like Devil's Advocate.
Yeah.
You know, like when he, yeah, in the office, Al Pacino's office.
100%.
Yeah.
Or like The Haunting. Remember that movie with Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we cut to
Danielle and Danny in the diner. She loves a diner.
She goes, I'm going to have my blueberry banana smoothie to the waiter.
And Danny gets,
I just want coffee.
Danny's horned up at her smoothie. Oh. The way he looks at her,
he adores.
He worships the ground she walks on.
Yeah, it's not even love. It's like,
he's obsessed with her.
He deifies her.
Find someone that looks at you the way Danny looks at Danielle.
Danny
Provenzano?
Provenzano?
But he's literally like,
yeah. He goes, I just want some coffee. And then Danielle goes,
can you get a smoothie? And she goes,
I have one every day. She goes, at age 47, I have to take care of my antioxidants.
She goes, it's like antioxidants or something.
Yeah. My doctor told me I need to get more antioxidants in my diet. So
I am 47 after all.
And then Danny's on his phone and he starts going, oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. And Danielle goes, what's going on?
Their foreplay is literally going to diners and ordering
smoothies,
liquids,
and coffee.
Yeah.
Literally like
a poop. Smoothie at night is the devil's business. Do not ever. Once the sun goes down, no more smoothies.
They just want to poop.
You're literally possessed if you order a smoothie after dusk.
They just want to drink lots of like
I've had
diuretics.
A smoothie at dusk and felt kind of weird about it, but it was delicious. But I would never, ever.
That is a weird thing to get at night.
It was weird. I had done like a long hike and then it was kind of dusk. And then I just really wanted a smoothie from this one place.
But not a...
A dusk smoothie is okay, but I was teetering on the edge of sanity.
You were teetering on the brink.
I love to look over the edge.
You do.
Yeah.
You like to like...
I like to get right up close.
You like to peer through the window curtains.
Mm-hmm. That was my moment.
Mm-hmm. And she goes... He goes, apparently Joe Judas. She goes, got into a DUI.
Got a DWI at 2 a.m.
You see Danielle's face. She goes... She starts smiling.
She goes, everybody's talking about Joe getting arrested while out driving at 2 a.m. instead of being home with his wife and kids.
And then you cut back to Joe, and he's explaining it, and he goes, I get through the trees, and I hit the pole. he wrapped his car around a fucking pole.
He hit four trees and then hit a pole.
He wasn't drunk, though, and Jacqueline and Chris had been out to dinner with him that night, and they said he hadn't been drinking.
I don't think that's a lie.
And he said, you know, he's like, yeah, I closed my eyes for like a second, and then I hit all the trees and hit the pole.
Jacqueline, I knew she was lying or wasted or both, because she goes, you weren't even drinking! Like, kind of like, it was like too much. Never ask Jacqueline to like defend your
Vouch
honor.
You. Yeah.
Joe goes, I yawn for a second, and then shut my eyes for a second, and then I turn, I hit a tree, and then another tree, and then four trees, and then the pole. I was like, it's actually a miracle you're alive right now.
Well, also, the weirdest part is he climbs out of his car, and somehow he's near his dad and mom's house, and then goes to his dad's house, and then his dad is like, shit, we gotta call the police. And then they sit down and proceeds to take shots of whiskey while he's waiting for the police to come.
Something's not adding up here.
Something isn't right. And Jacqueline goes, Joe! She's like, what are you doing? Like,
you take a shot?
Shots?
Before the cops come?
Joe!
Tree goes, me and the girls need him. And like kissed him. Yeah, I'm like, Joe's literally suffering from like internal bleeding right now.
And then Danielle goes, drinking and driving to me? It's disgusting. She goes, you'd leave your wife, a widow, and your children without a father? I think that's disgusting. Karma will catch up to you.
I would say karma's a real big bitch. Watch out. It's going to get you.
And she goes, and then there's a shot of her. Suddenly she has a chicken Caesar salad. And I said, I would like a whole episode of her just eating a salad.
I want Danielle's Diners and Dives, where she just goes, takes to the range and visits various diners and then reviews them.
Yeah.
I would be captivated by that kind of content.
She goes, Gina checked up on me when Jacqueline and I started hanging out. What about when Tree and Jacqueline started hanging out?
Caroline had Danielle investigated, she said.
Yeah.
Caroline's, okay, she's investigating people.
She's in the mafia.
She's in the fucking mafia. Joe goes, they made me go in an ambulance. I was like, honey, did they check your head?
Yeah.
Because I think you jostled a thing or two around in there.
Yeah, maybe they could blame part of the...
He's kind of like reddishly bruised. I think one hand was like slightly swollen. He had one paw, he looks like he's like a Pet Sematary version of himself.
He's also guzzling wine.
Yeah.
Like I would probably take, even in my darkest moments, I would probably take a few days off if I got into a fucking, if I wrapped my car around a pole.
If I hit four trees and then a pole and lived to walk away unscathed, I'd be like, damn.
I need to go to a meeting.
Just 24 hours off.
Yeah. And he's like, thank God there was no one in my path.
Do you think he like whacked someone?
Something happened. We'll never know because he's in.
It's full Sopranos hour though. You know, like towards the end of the series, Tony was always getting in like horrific car accidents.
Yeah, he was like self imploding.
Yeah, Sopranos loved a car accident coming out of nowhere, like a multiple flip, terrifying car accident.
Remember in Rachel Getting Married when she just drives her car like off the road into the forest?
Yeah,
and just like, and she's going, aah! She's driving it further and further. That's what I imagine this was like.
She Joe'd.
Yeah. And then Danielle, at one point, she goes, I will continue to live in the love and light that they make fun of while their darkness reigns upon them.
That was powerful. Wow. Even Danny sprouted a major hard-on under the table. Oh, he was like, dick, yeah.
His, the head of his dick just popped up like a shark fin.
He goes, hey, what are you doing?
She goes,
I'll see you later.
But she goes, while their darkness reigns upon them. And she said it so like,
She's fully like Catholic queen.
But she kind of said it almost like under her breath. She goes, while the darkness reigns upon them.
Danielle's like a church-going woman. She's going to like mass every day.
But like that,
I will continue to live in the love and light that they make fun of while their darkness reigns upon them.
But it was like...
Danielle is like writing the Bible.
But that just like... That came out of her mouth like butter.
Yeah.
Like who is she?
That's par for the course.
But that's like in her... Like that's in her daily vernacular.
Yeah.
Like she'll just go, may darkness reign upon them.
I will continue to live in the love and light
that they tease. So then we cut to ladies' lunch.
This
Tree
scene.
Meets Caroline and I know.
Then like the most completely staged scene in the middle of an empty restaurant, they all meet and they're like, where should we go? Yeah. I am so tired.
Tree tells Caroline, she's like, tell me about what happened to Joe. And Tree tells her in a very like
I love
censored
that
way.
No one is making a big deal out of this. I feel like they just all agreed like we're gonna not
make a
biggie out of this.
Yeah.
Or maybe like, in their world, it's just like
common
for a man to just like
go to DWI,
crash his car into several trees in a pole. I'd be like telling everyone I knew if that happened to someone that I knew, especially
too.
My partner. I'd be like, are you hearing what like Kevin did the other day?
Yeah.
Scream it from the mountaintops and be like, you have like a problem.
How he didn't go through a windshield is beyond me.
He's Juicy like, Joe. He just like he really had a lot of padding.
Jiu-jitsu or something.
Now, in his current form, he would not.
No.
She would not survive.
Maybe that's why. Maybe God gave him
his juiciness.
His bat, you know, eye bag full of wine and like meatball padding to protect him and muscle padding to protect him.
Yeah. So that later his karma could come back and bite him so he could be deported.
Yeah.
And then get skinny and be vulnerable.
Just, I mean, the shenanigans he got into, like he was always headed towards
eventual deportation.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like the best possible outcome
for sure
of his shenanigans.
He didn't die. So they're like, Caroline's like, you know, I we really got to, you know what I would love? I'd love a vacation. Jacqueline goes, I can't put a bikini on right now, so I'm not going anywhere tropical. And Caroline's like, me neither.
I'm not doing a bikini either.
And Tree's like, what about Italy? What about Italy?
And then Caroline takes to the range to drive to the brownstone.
She goes, I got to check with Albert. She goes to Albert's office and she sits down and he goes, what are you doing here? And she goes, do you love me? And he goes, what do you want? And this is a weird moment. It's all the wives like having asking, to like
hitting their husbands up to see if they can get the approval to go on vacation.
It felt very like,
I think it's dated. All just like very produced where it's like, now you're going to do this. Like you are going to go to Italy, but you now, obviously you're not just deciding and then buying, like it's, they make it seem like it just like happens like 1, 2, 3. It's like, this is a planned trip. You didn't ask them and try and get like approval.
Didn't it feel like kind of anti-feminist?
Well, it's just like very like traditional, like the little wives ask for a vacation for once, please.
I'm getting all mad about
not feminist.
Yeah, like anything I book, anything we watch is like
like literally.
I know. I'm taking this stand.
Didn't that seem a little anti-feminist to you?
Didn't it seem a little anti-women's lib?
You have like Gloria Steinem glasses on.
I just thought of that. Suddenly I'm like,
you have like a powerful blowout and some like 70s glasses.
Didn't it seem a little against women's, haven't you ever heard of women's lib? Some like white feminist shit.
They're all just like trying to get their husbands to like say okay for the vacation. I like Jacqueline's approach where she like dressed everyone up in like Italy shirts. Yeah, she bounced her little Nicholas around.
He's so cute.
He's so cute.
She goes, he's like, what if we went to, and she went, hold on, I want you to see the name. And then Chris goes, let me guess, Italy.
She goes to CJ, she goes, step around.
Yeah.
Step around so we can see the name.
Mm-hmm. Let me guess, Italy.
But Chris is the coolest about it all. Yeah. Like, he's like, sure, we can go.
Yeah, we can go.
Yeah. And he's like, he is happiest when he's on vacation with Jacqueline.
I know.
He really like reconnects. Yeah.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Underwear drawers are like the Wild West of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go. Because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Joe
and Teresa decide it's not fun unless we traumatize our children.
Well, first, yeah, they go, all the girls are in front of them.
Bad.
And they go, we're going to go to Italy. It's going to be fun. We're going to see all of our relatives from San Gipucciano, wherever the fuck they're from. But she goes, but no kids are allowed. It's just the couples. And they all burst into tears.
Melania sobs.
Gia
just like softly disassociates into like soft, sad tears.
Gabriella goes catatonic.
She dies inside. She fully just like goes stiff.
And Melania goes,
Melania's like, I believe, actually sad.
Yeah.
Like deeply. She has like a deep sadness. Yeah, that
she's got to go check in with like the Salerno like the ties.
How dare you rob me? How dare you rob me of this fucking journey?
Pop, what the fuck? Dad, what the fuck?
We talked about this.
I gotta go back and get some reinforcements.
She goes, I covered your ass.
When she ratted you out.
Like, crashed his car. Melania showed up in the ATV, yeah. Toted the dead body away of the guy that he had like whacked,
yeah.
Or like got the guma, like drove the guma home. And she was like, "You owe me for this, Joe.
I'll bring her home." And then
I'll take her home. Get on the back, honey.
Him and the guma was like concussed.
Yeah,
got in the back of her ATV, and you see them riding off slowly.
And like Melania just drove her to the emergency room, and then she was like,
"You fell." Remember that. You were coming out of the brownstone and you fell.
What happened to you? And she's like, You fell.
That's fucking right. Now take some of this. And she gives her some like a sandwich.
Yeah. She goes, take this. I got it for you. My mom made it. It's really good. PB&J. I love it.
Yeah, and then they go, we're just kidding. We would never go anywhere without you. And then Melania still doesn't trust them.
No, that would actually, like, when my parents fucked with me like that, I remember every troll to this day.
Yeah.
It's not, I don't think it's, like, okay to troll your kids like that.
No.
I think it hurts them. I'm just, Melania,
oh.
That's a total sadness. Oh, she just.
And then Joe, like, had tears in his eyes, and he was comforting. It was cute. And then Albert is like, I'm not going.
Yeah.
He's like, if there's kids on this, I'm not going.
Which is, like, a smart decision, because this trip is utter chaos.
It is. But Caroline's like, come on, we'll bring our parents, how about?
Everyone literally decides to explode this trip into, like, a multi-generational vacation.
I wrote family friend vibe.
Oh, it
family
is
friend
family
trip
friend
vibe.
Trip.
And I was very triggered, and also jealous.
Oh, because I guess Jacqueline's kids are on the trip too.
Yeah,
but
Ashley's not allowed to come. She has to pay for her lawyer.
Yeah. Adriana also is the sweetest angel child.
She's just like,
she's like happy all the time.
She's probably okay because she got to miss out on all this because she wasn't like old enough,
wasn't really cognizant of it.
Yeah.
Well, she's gonna have it'll happens to them non-verbally.
It'll catch
as I've learned
her
in therapy.
Yeah.
finally, Albert, like, relents to going on the trip, and Caroline goes, "That's why I keep you.
That's why I keep you, Albert." Melania goes, "Please." Oh, Melania at one point goes, "Please, I'm begging you."
Sweet angel. When Melania cries, I cry.
I was upset. I liked when she didn't allow, when Jacqueline said, "Ashley, you're not allowed to come." Yeah. Ashley was like, "That's okay. I'm going to like smoke crack in our house."
I'm obsessed with Jacqueline's collection of Juicy Couture tracksuits that are all color coordinated and folded behind her.
Yeah.
That's a power move.
It was. I also was like a little nervous when Ashley was holding.
I thought she looked very natural.
You did?
Yeah. I was like, oh. She has no love shack. There's no love shack.
She's like, "Believe me, Mom, there's no love shack with me."
She's getting plowed by her boyfriend the second you leave. Honey, like, believe me.
Yeah.
Melania also, when she's packing to go to the old country, she's packing her, like, suitcase.
Oh, she just fills it up?
And then Gabriella goes and just takes everything out and walks away. Melania walks up to it and is just like, "What?"
And she strikes Gabriella.
Yeah.
She hits her over the head. And Gabriella goes, "Ah!" She goes, "Melania, don't hit her." And then you find out that...
"I know, honey, I know, but she wants to pack. Let her pack.
And then Melania takes... And at one point, she reveals that Melania's name is Melania because they conceived her...
In Milan.
In Milan. Which I thought she named her after Melania Trump.
No, it's M-I-L.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that story. It's beautiful. Melania belongs in Italy.
She does.
She's being called home.
She was so upset that she was... "You're missing out on it, Pa."
"You just leave me out of the old country trip. How dare you?"
And then we cut to the Manzos, and Albert's just in his, like, giant reclining chair with his, like, feet up. And
that,
he goes,
their bedroom really darked me out.
Yeah, it was...
That was, like, not a master bedroom
suite. Not cute.
It's not cute.
In that house...
Terrible lighting.
Terrible lighting, bad furniture. The bedposts look, like, dated.
It was, like, a makeshift... Maybe they were renovating something, and so they're in, like, a guest room.
I don't know.
The shape of it seemed, like, triangular or, like, pentagonal.
I think it was their master bedroom.
I watched it with this face.
Well, also, Tree and Joe's master bedroom is weird.
Why do they all have weird master bedrooms?
They have, like, bad taste.
That's the first thing that I would care... That's the thing that I would care most about, is making my bedroom, like, the most, like, plush, cozy, inviting zone.
Well, they have, like, that giant, like, great room in their house, and the bedroom's, like, right off, like, the banister, and it's, like, probably has, like, steps to get up to it. That's what I'm at, like, a very McMansion.
Yeah, they're more concerned... I guess they're more concerned with, like, communal spaces for gathering purposes.
We're Italians.
We want to gather.
But
their master bedroom really threw me for a loop. And that chair, I was like, get it out of my sight.
Right? Didn't they have green carpet?
I don't remember. I just was like, there's so much beige and then kind of like a reddish brown.
And they had gray. They had a gray duvet.
Yeah, it was just like an iron bed. It was just like, it wasn't right.
And Albert's just sitting there with his bare feet up and he goes, "I don't pack." And Caroline's just scurrying around the room packing for him.
So that means that you have your wife pack for you?
Yeah. My mom packs my dad.
I love that. That's kind of that's a boomer thing to do.
It is. My mom still tries to pack my suitcase.
I love that.
She does still.
A mom's like urge to pack.
I'm like, "Mom, I'll pack." And then I come home and my stuff's already packed.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice.
It's nice, but it's...
My mom doesn't pack anything for me.
Well, that's normal.
Yeah.
I love,
like,
my mom, but she's... It's... And that's probably going to make me sound like I'm fucking... Like,
I'm like, now we all know why you're really fucked up. No, I mean, it's just like a generational...
Yeah, it's just like
an urge to pack.
I don't go home that much as as I used to. So like,
yeah, it's a loving gesture.
Yeah, but like, I mean, I like, I'll put all my stuff out and then like, I'll be like, I'm gonna get it when I get home, like this year. And like, she does it now in front of like my boyfriend, so it's like, it's extra like, I'm like, okay, but he's like, I get it.
Yeah,
but it's her stress. The night before I fly home, it's like she's having like a panic attack. She doesn't want me to go, so she's like will do everything she can to, like, in the last moment to control.
Yeah.
And be like, ah, he's still here. So it's a loving...
It's a mom-loving thing.
It is.
But, like, packing a husband, like, no.
Mm-mm.
A prerequisite for me in a relationship is we pack our own...
We pack ourselves.
We pack ourselves around here.
In this house, we pack ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think that's a good prerequisite.
Yeah.
I think...
You pack you, I'll pack me.
Yeah. Whoever, that's criteria for Laura.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, regardless of who you are as a person.
You must pack
yourself. You must pack yourself.
You pack you, I pack me.
Yes. So, and then Albie Jr. and Chris come in and they're like, hey, mom and dad, like, we'll take care of the house while you're gone. I'm like, ew, you guys gonna have, like, house parties?
Yeah, you're gonna, like, do a keg stand and, like, drunkenly... Fuck some girl.
And he's like, Lauren will make the beds.
And she laughs.
Caroline.
And then they have like a bunch of inside jokes.
Yeah, I don't. The Manzo.
But I was like, the Manzo inside jokes, like, I'm still waiting for a reason why they got their own spinoff, because, like, I don't find their banter to be, like, watchable.
No, they think that they're like, they think everyone wants to be in their family.
Yeah.
That's the kind of vibe I get from them.
Mm.
And I knew families like that.
I would like to be invited to dinner and eat the food.
Yeah.
But I, like...
I don't want to see them make fun of Lauren.
No.
And I don't want to have to, like, talk about Albie.
Yeah.
So, I'll talk about Chris.
Yeah, I love Chris.
I'd hang out with Chris.
Mm-hmm. He seems funny.
And I think Lauren would probably be fun.
Yeah.
Like, alone.
Yeah.
But when the brothers are there...
No. It's a dark vibe.
No.
Everyone gathers...
Oh, I love this.
At Teresa and Joe's to, like, pre-game the trip. And so much is going down.
I wrote... Because I was just imagining myself, like, tucked away in, like, the family friend vibe. And just being, like, watching everyone. And
they're
all
so
eating pizza.
Fun.
It's chaotic. It's very, like, Home Alone. Like, when they're all eating pizza and, like, everyone's running around the house.
Yeah.
It was very like that. And I'd be drinking Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like... I wrote, I'd love to be nestled in there, eating pizza and drinking Coca-Cola. So fun. Exciting. What's wrong with
I love that? Your take on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a very exciting, I like gathering all before we like go get on this long haul flight together. People are like drinking wine.
I wrote night flights with family friends.
I know. It would be really fun. All the elders are there.
Yeah, they're all bringing all their, every couple's bringing like the two pairs of parents.
Or Jacqueline, oh yeah, she and Chris, so yeah. It's multi-generational.
Yeah, and Caroline and Chris's mom is there. Her name is Nettie.
Nettie.
Iconic. And then Juicy Joe's...
Dad. Or no, Teresa's dad and mom.
Joe's mom, I think, is staying in New... I don't think that Adriana is going.
No, she goes.
She goes?
Yeah, she's on the ship. No, she is on the ship.
She's in Venice. Okay.
No, there's a moment where they wake up in the morning and Adriana's just like laying on a pillow on the bed.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, cutie.
Cutie.
I want to steal baby Adriana.
She's a cherub.
She's truly like, I worship her.
Yeah, she's really, really beautiful. And at one point, Melania and Gabriella are playing and Melania goes, and now we're going to disappear. And they run into a cupboard.
That's literally their vibe.
I know.
I like their sister friendship
because
they're two witches.
And then at one point, you hear a huge crash in the other room, and Teresa goes charging into the room. She goes, oh no! And she runs in, and there's a giant vase that's just like...
Totally broken.
Completely shattered. And then Melania and Gabriella run up, and they poke their little heads up.
They're like over the couch.
Yeah, and they go, we didn't do it, Mom! And then it's Jacqueline's mom.
She goes, who did this? Who did this? Did you do it? And then Jacqueline's mom is like, sorry, I like lost my footing. And
oh my God, I felt for her.
I felt for her, too. When you get to a certain age, you just start breaking vases.
And Teresa's like, it's okay.
It was not okay.
No, she was pissed.
She's pissed. Do you think she asked Jacqueline for the money to replace it? Yeah.
I think they offered it and they were like, okay.
Yeah.
But I think she held a grudge against Jacqueline's mom for the whole trip.
Yeah. She didn't speak to her for the rest of the time.
Yeah. I can see Teresa doing
it. Watch where you're walking.
Yeah. She goes, Mommy. And Melania goes, Mommy, we didn't do it. Yo, Ma.
Mom, we didn't fucking do that.
We didn't do it. She did it.
That old bitch.
That old bitch.
Tripped in here, hit the face.
Yeah.
Face went down.
Spaghetti
Wheeler's
legs over
there.
Here did it.
Yeah. You know, go. I put her out back with the dogs.
Yeah. Bring her out back. Don't let her on the plane. What? She's going to fall on the plane, Ma. I don't want her near me on the plane.
She's a goddamn liability.
Yeah, she's a goddamn liability. Aviation laws. So then they go to Newark Airport and take off for Venice.
Yeah. They arrive all in one piece. I cannot imagine what it is like for Joe and Teresa to fly with those four kids.
No. Just kids alone.
Melania is constantly... What I love about her the most is that she's on the verge of like a complete meltdown.
Yeah.
At any given moment
of the
day.
She's like a ticking bomb. But just traveling, like my sister, when she brought her baby to LA over right before Christmas and they flew back, and it was like a 5-hour flight back to Miami. And she said Teddy did his best, but did not sleep a wink.
Mm-hmm.
And was just like looking at them the whole time, like. She said that Taryn and Andrew were like in hell.
Like, please.
My parents, they would like bring him back to my parents, and like he was just being passed around, but he was just like, I am not sleeping.
No sleep.
Yeah.
Enjoying the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those girls are just like.
And they're wearing Dr. Zhivago outfits. They're like little Russian, like.
Yeah, they're all dressed the same mm-hmm. as soon as they land, which I wonder if that means Teresa like changed them
yeah.
on the plane, or they like dropped their stuff on the ship and then came back.
They changed on the plane.
Yeah. And then they all, Teresa's gone full-fledged tourism and is like dragging everyone else because they have one day in Venice.
Yeah.
Before they, or the full day before they have to board the ship by yeah. dusk and then take off for the rest of the cruise.
Yeah. Teresa, I felt like was having a manic episode.
Yeah.
She's like, I think all the stuff back home is catching up to her and she's excited to be back in like her homeland. But she's also like, then I have to go back to America and our problems are waiting there.
Yeah.
And
I think Joe is not wanting to be on vacation, but also doesn't know how to like
say no to
say
her.
Say no.
But also I think she has PTS from Joe's recent accident.
Yeah.
And is like,
because it's just like, get in the steamer square. It's so beautiful.
We're okay, gonna go Chanel. Let's go on the gondola.
Yeah, and they all go on the gondola.
Melania's standing on the tip of the boat.
Yeah. Melania's literally flirting with death.
Yeah. And Teresa's standing up in her giant leopard like fur coat and she's just taking pics.
She goes, Melania, do fabulous. Yeah. And then Melania does her like fabulous pose. And then Gabriella's chewing gum, which also like a 3-year-old like chew gum. She's like smacking gum and she's like, I'm so fabulous. Like
yeah.
kind of narrating. And I was like, oh my God, these sisters.
And then they're going under a bridge and Teresa's standing and Joe goes, Tree, you're gonna get your head shut off. Sit down, Tree. What the fuck? And then you cut to Jacqueline in the bat in the other gondola and she goes, is anyone gonna sing? And she goes, they sing at the Venetian.
They do.
Yes, they do.
She goes, do you sing? They're truly, I was having like cringe secondhand embarrassment from them acting just like
Americans.
Insane American tourists. Yeah.
But everyone else
around them was a tourist too. It's not like where they were in Venice was like Lokes only.
No, and like if you're going in a gondola, like you're a tourist.
Yeah.
But I love Jacqueline like riding or dying for Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
We have it in Vegas.
She loves Vegas. Mm-hmm.
I stayed at the Venetian, so I was like, I get that.
Mm-hmm. They do sing to you.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa gets hell bent on finding Chanel, which I'm like, at this point, the euro was still more than the dollar, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't good timing wise for like
no,
to go shopping, luxury shopping.
The world was in a recession.
I wonder if they have like an Italian bank account or something like.
No, I think she's
just manic.
Delusional.
Yeah.
And she's charging. She makes Jacqueline and Caroline go. And Caroline's. This is where you really see Caroline start.
Being like, what's going on
here? Yeah. Being a little like the Judices are kind of insane.
She's like, where are your children? She's
yeah.
like, Joe's got them.
Yeah.
Chanel? She asks everyone.
Yeah.
Random Italian shop owners.
Uh-huh.
And then Joe goes, Teresa, forget about Chanel's. He keeps calling it Chanel's.
Then they get to Chanel. It's the bars are in the window. And Teresa goes, they went to lunch. I can't believe they do that here. They don't do that in New Jersey.
And then she just like goes, this is how I know too, like that vibe when you have to shop and like buy something. And she just like sees this store across the street. Ah, glass. Oh, the Murano glass. Oh, yeah. Let's go in here. And then just like you frantically need to like purchase.
She just buys a giant green ring.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe goes, looks like a growth. But like, yeah, this was, it was like Teresa's like just proving that she can still spend money to herself.
Yeah.
It was really weird. So then they get to the cruise ship and it's giant. It's like the biggest cruise ship I've seen on a TV show.
It's huge.
It's called the Costa Deliziosa.
Yeah.
And
it's so Italian.
And they're the minute they get on it, you hear Teresa go, where's Gabriella? I was like, she's missing.
Gabriella would go missing in Venice.
For sure.
Everyone takes to the top of the ship. Also, I was like, these poor grandparents, they're literally 70 being asked to walk around. Like they just did a long haul flight. They've been walking around all day. They're climbing stairs, going to the top. Like they really like are still kicking.
I know. God bless them.
I'd be in a state of refusal.
Yeah. I mean, the cruise ship I think is for older people is nice. Cause they can just like mosey around,
they can just vibe.
But like the streets of Venice, like
no, those cobblestones,
they go to fucking Chanel, like stop, Teresa.
No.
Then Joe, Judice, and Chris, they go on the top of the ship and they go arrivederci,
and they cheers. Chris makes a speech and he goes, the Judices and the Loritas family forever. And then they all cheers, and then Caroline goes, we're all one crazy happy family.
And Teresa's like trying to follow it, and she goes, crazy happy family.
Still thinking about Chanel's.
She's still thinking about the ring.
Teresa forgot about Chanel's.
Yeah. Then Chris and Joe meet at some sad bar on the cruise ship, and just like
they try their best to have like a man heart to heart.
Joe is not there.
Joe's disassociated fully.
How he listens is just slack jawed, staring into space. He's like, not looking at Chris at all. Chris, and then he randomly is like, oh, so Danielle is just crazy.
The, like, lack of organic conversation made me really uncomfortable.
It did too. Made me...
I was like, Chris is really trying to, like, connect and doing his best to, like, carry the scene.
Exactly.
Joe has suffered, like, a traumatic brain injury that has gone undiagnosed since the crash.
Yeah, he'll never be the same.
No, he's fully, like, gone.
Yeah.
He's no longer the Joe we know and love.
But he goes...
I wrote, men talking. So weird.
It is weird. Straight men talking at a bar together.
Like trying to like find some sort of thing to talk about.
And they're like, oh, our wives aren't here. So it's just us. And we have to be like close with each other right now. And like, it's like they're, it's, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
you can just,
it's like
feel,
they made it so awkward.
Yeah. And then it's like if they're, I feel like they can only talk to each other if like their wives are in the other room or something.
Yeah. Like if they know the wives are gabbing and like making food to bring them, they're more comfortable talking about like how much they hate their wives.
Yeah. But right now they're like, what do we talk about? And then Chris and Joe goes about Danielle. She got dropped on her head when she was born. And then next morning, Caroline and Albert are getting massages and you hear like the sitar noise.
Yeah.
I'm like, stop.
Because I was like, is Dina here?
Yeah,
Dina came.
She flew in.
Yeah, no. It's just like a zen like massage moment.
I don't want to see Albert getting a massage.
No, that's like should be kept to oneself. And then fucking Jacqueline comes in and starts to troll Caroline, which was a funny, troll until she then tries to mimic the voice of the masseur and took it to like a very problematic zone.
But this was 2000.
This was before it was like not okay to like do like a accent.
Mm-hmm. She was like elbowing Caroline and Caroline goes, it's very good. Thank you.
Fine. Thank you. I love Caroline's approach to just like shut it down, move on.
And then Jacqueline swoops underneath the chair and goes, hi.
I was laughing.
I thought it was great.
But I was also like, Jacqueline, don't put your sweater elbows on her back because she has oil on there. It's going to get on your sweater.
I know. Jacqueline's wearing a green sweater with a white Oxford underneath it. And the sweater comes up only to like her navel. Mm-hmm. And that is like pure East Coast.
Yeah.
Like girls in my college used to wear those.
Like a preppy kind of like mom.
Yeah,
look.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Caroline and Albert have to then watch Joe and Teresa's girls.
This was like a real like friend move. Joe and Teresa want to go fuck.
Basically. But also, they didn't watch the baby, but I guess they probably just like fuck in front of the baby because yeah, like
they put her
babies
in a little,
don't know
her yeah. possible and mm-hmm. get with it.
Here's a tomato. Mom and dad are gonna yeah. do their thing. Don't look.
Yeah. Just hold the tomato.
Just hold the tomato and think of the old country, okay, yeah. Mamma Mia? I'm sorry. Oh, she crosses herself.
Gia leaves.
She
a
blesses the child.
Oh, baby, turn away your head and look into the mountains over there. It's the old country. You'll be there soon. Look in the tomato and you'll see it better. It's like a kaleidoscope, but you look and there's old farm country.
If you have a weird thought, just look at the tomato, yeah, okay?
You'll see the fields of Sicily and the Tuscany and just the rows and rows of wine and grape. Just look into it, dear.
Just smell the tomato. Smell Think the of the pasta. Old country. If anything strikes you as
smell
odd,
the gnocchi.
If you hear the sound of his scream, it's okay. Just
it's
look
okay.
at the tomato. Oh, oh. Mamma mia. Oh, ay caramba.
Mwah, mwah. Praise God.
She's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Oh, Mamma Mia.
Oh, Mamma Mia.
So, yeah, Caroline, all the girls get dumped on Caroline and Albert, who are like...
That's nice.
That's really nice of them.
So they take him to, like, the cute little breakfast, and... They're the minute that Teresa walks away, everyone's eating their little pancakes, and she goes, Melania, gonna eat? And then Melania goes, I want mama.
She is difficult.
Yeah.
I love her pouting. Literally, if I ever have a daughter and she's like Melania, I will wield no power over her.
Yeah.
She'll do whatever she wants because it's just too cute to
me. She's so cute. But they like Caroline and Albert.
Yeah, they do. They play, they are good humored about like playing with them.
And they like I think they like the structure.
Yeah.
She's tough on them.
She is tough. At one point, they're in like the teen.
They go to the teen zone, which I was like, wow. I remember when we used to go to this place in Florida and called Captiva, and it was like, off on the Gulf Coast,
mm-hmm.
and they had like a kids club, and I remember one year my sister and my cousin, we went with my aunt and uncle and their son, and my cousin and my sister and I went, and they're older than me, and I think I was like one of the younger kids there, and we did like a teen scavenger night, like a preteen scavenger hunt,
mm-hmm.
throughout the island, and they had like counselors, and I was with a group of my sister and cousin went with another group, and I got put into this other group, and it was like I was so scared. It was like we were like going around, and my mom told this story that my sister and cousin were with this kid who was clearly gay, who was like a little older than me, and my mom and my aunt were in their pajamas watching The American President with Michael Douglas and Annette Bening, and they came in to get something like for the scavenger hunt, and the kid was talking to my aunt and my mom, and he goes, oh, The American President. He was like 11. He goes, The American President, I get chills at the end when he makes that speech. And my mom and my aunt looked at each other like,
what oh my the God.
Fuck? I thought that was so funny.
He's channeling.
Yeah. Ugh. But like that teen zone, I was like, I've done that.
Yeah. A total teen zone.
Mm-hmm.
With the color scheme and yeah. it's like all mod.
And no one's in there.
No one's in there. I also love that Melania calls Albert, Albert.
Yeah. Albert. He like tosses
she goes,
her.
Stop that, Albert.
He throws her on a little mattress,
mm-hmm.
and she goes, stop, do that, Albert. And then she goes, do it again. And then at one point they're coloring in this other area, and Gabrielle goes,
Gabrielle tries to hit her with like a crayon,
and Caroline goes, don't do that,
you don't do that.
And Gabrielle is like, okay, she loves it.
Yeah, she likes someone to meet her, like she wants to butt heads,
mm-hmm.
but then wants to be like back down. It's like when two goats fight or something.
Yeah. And Melania goes, Gabrielle is being a bad girl. And Caroline goes, she's just tired.
And Caroline reveals she has like no patience for it, but Albert's more like go with the flow.
He's a softy. And then they take him to the pool.
Yeah. And they go swim in the hot tub.
It's
and
so cute.
Security comes up.
And they're like, kids under 16 can't be in this. And then Caroline goes, you bring kids on a cruise ship. What are you going to do? Nothing. That's what.
I love Carolyn's narrations of this whole trip.
Yeah.
Are really like basic but fun.
Yeah. And then Tree and Jack like take to the cruise ship that night. She goes,
oh, yeah.
Tree goes, last night it was boys' night. Tonight it's us.
And they, where was Caroline in girls' night? She's trying to like fuck her husband.
Yeah, they're trying to.
They're
yeah.
like ready for their yearly sex. And Jacqueline and Tree just start downing like margaritas, And then they terrorize the entire ship.
Teresa goes, they make good drinks here, I gotta say. And then they go into like a weird empty piano bar, and there's this lounge singer at the piano, and they kick her off. And then Jacqueline plays like Chops. What is that, Chopsticks?
I don't know what it's not Chopsticks, but it's like another piano thing.
I can, it's like the one everyone can do.
Yeah, and then Tree kind of like tries to sing on the microphone.
And it's like one of those echoey microphones, like with reverb, and she goes, ah, that's good.
And then everyone there's like 10 oldies in there, and they're just like softly clapping.
It reminded me of the, like when Vice went to North Korea, and they went to that like empty karaoke bar in North Korea, and they had the reverby microphones, and like no one's in there.
I love that.
That's what it reminded me of.
It was very North Korea. Then they like go take the elevator, and Tree pushes her tits against it, and Jack pushes her ass against it, and they just like laugh and laugh. Yeah. And I was like, I've been there.
And then they go on top. Yeah, you have on the cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Then they go up on the deck, and Teresa goes, I feel like I'm in Titanic.
She loves Titanic.
And I was fully convinced they were going to go over the railing.
I'm shocked that no one went over the railing on that trip. Into 20 people, a group cruise of 20 people with all those children and babies.
Statistically.
Yeah. They beat the odds. Jacqueline and Chris take a cooking class.
It was cute.
It was cute. The chef is over them.
He tells them out of 10, they scored a 6.
From 1 to 10, 6.
Jacqueline put on the top hat, though, and I loved it.
Yeah, she was living, laughing, and cooking.
And then it's Melania's birthday, and they're having, like, a really nice little dinner at the, like, big dining area of the cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacqueline and CJ have neurovirus, and they can't move. So
yeah, Jacqueline's, like, hungover and seasick. CJ is maybe dead.
Yeah, he's, like, his body's...
He doesn't even... He's, like, fully just, like, passed out, like, barely even moved.
His arms are, like, behind his body, and he's, like, contorted.
Also, you know it's, like, serious if they, like, are just letting a shoe on the bed.
Yeah.
Like, he's wearing full tennis shoes.
He's very ill.
Yeah. And so... Melania is also over it. The last thing she wants to do is have a sit-down group dinner.
Yeah, she's in this little poofy dress, and they're sitting her at like the middle of the table. And then at one point, Gabrielle and Melania pass out, and they bring out a giant, like, I've never seen a cake like this. It has like bagel chips around it.
Yeah, it was weird.
And just chocolate in the middle, and they sit it down in front of her. It's probably an Italian thing. I'm going to get...
It's like biscotti.
Yeah, it's like some kind of biscotti cake.
It looks like potato chips.
And Joe goes, oh, look, Melania, it's got potato chips on it.
New cake, it gives a potato chip.
I know one of the North Jersey people are going to be like, It's the
classic Philly guy, classic, not knowing a potato
classic
chip
classic Philly boy, not knowing about the Italian horn.
Classic potato chip.
Potato chip cake, Italian horn, it's all the same to him.
Melania at the very beginning of dinner, like the waiters come over, and as she's sitting down, she just throws her head back and she goes, I didn't want to get an eat party.
The waiter goes, how old are you? And she goes, I was 3 and now I'm 4. And I love that. She was so cute.
That was good. And then she just passes out.
And then they wake her up to when the cake comes, and she goes, I don't want it.
She does not want it. Listen to her.
She looks like she's like,
she's fully, like, drunk style, like, drunk kid passed out. And every time someone tries to get her excited, it's like, you should have listened to her from the jump. She does not want to sit down dinner at, like, 8 p.m.
No.
With all adults.
And they're in time change. It's
she is tired.
It's, like, 4 in the morning where she
is. Do a breakfast pool party or something. Like, let the little girl go to bed.
Yeah.
Gabrielle
they're ahead.
Gone, like, fully limp.
Yeah. Gia's just, like, bopping. Gia's, like...
She is an adult.
Mm-hmm.
She's already like 30 years old at this point.
And then
every time there's one moment where Melania is sleeping and you see it's like just capturing some adults talking, and you see Melania like kind of lift her head up and look around and then take stock and then go right back to sleep.
Hey, she's got to survive. That. It's basically nothing really happens. They just say like Jacqueline is better
She really needed to cut loose. After all the Danielle drama, she's finally getting back to herself.
And Caroline goes, to me, this vacation is happiness. It's a gift from God.
Full of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, you hate it.
This vacation is hell.
Yeah.
It seems intense. God love these women.
Well, next gearing up for some more
Italian shenanigans.
Italian shenanigans.
They finally get to the old country.
They go to where Joe begins to, and the Gorgas are from.
Verbally abuse his wife.
Joe gets to yell at his wife and
talk shit
and complain about how much he's spending.
Yeah.
But yeah, this, I always felt like this trip really was like the turning of Caroline's perception of Teresa.
Yeah.
And Joe.
The
I mean,
Chanel's,
she got kind of sick of him.
Yeah. It's a lot.
They're a lot.
And like not, and kind of that like not paying attention to the kids. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's more about like, it's more about the image of like, now we're going to all do the dinner and have the cake than like what really needs to be done.
Yeah.
Which is like,
look at these girls, both asleep. Fabulous.
Whatever, Caroline.
Whatever. Well,
you guys, follow Carrie at eCarrieO. Follow me at Lars Marie. Go get tickets.
LarsMarie.com.
At LarsMarie.com. Get tickets to our live shows. We're hitting LA on March 11th, Chicago on March 18th, NYC
April 22nd.
And it's going to be fucking iconic.
Be fucking rad.
Yeah. You can get tickets at LarsMarie.com. There are links to every city.
Just do it.
You won't regret it. And I will continue to stay in the love and light that you make fun of.
While darkness reigns upon them. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.